What if officers could put up the slide that shows 5 Cumberland Road and the windows that come out of there? You can see them on the side there now. Could you just explain to me those sides? I know you're saying they're actually windows that are not the main windows. What do they actually... there's 2 windows there that looked about the same size of the front window. So I'm just trying to get in my head what those actually serve, those windows. Because when you look at it, the new building will be about 1.5-2 metres away from those actual windows. And I think it's acknowledged in the report that light will be reduced there. And I'm just trying to get my head around this in terms of what that is and what those windows going up right to the top do serve.
Thank you. Mr. Thompson.
The windows on the side serve this. So this window serves the same room as this window. This window has another window in the rear elevation, again providing light. So they're all serving one room. So at the moment, this is a house in multiple occupation. So this is all one room, and it goes back basically to literally the partition wall internally. So this window serves the same room as the bay window.
Just while we're talking about that, what's on the rear one of that window? So what does that serve?
That serves a different bedroom at the moment,
right?
But and it has a rear window out to the back here.
Of the same size?
Same size, yeah.
Okay. Tell me about the first as well.
Same situation, Councillor. So, in effect, this window here serves the same room as this window here. So the situation is they serve the same room.
Mm. It just seems to me that there's quite a lot of light going to be lost there in terms of the amenity of the people. I understand that it is in the ownership of the applicant, but I think we should be mindful of what that is doing as well. Coupled with that, I think I have to support and say it's not the best design that I've seen what's come up to us. So I do struggle a bit at the moment to understand how I can support this.
Thank you, Councillor Snart. I've got no other indications of wishing to speak, so I go back to the proposal by Councillor Fryer and the seconded by Councillor Bentley. Sorry, Sue, I didn't see you. Councillor Gerrard.
Thank you, Chair. Number 5 is a HIMO. Yeah? So with the flats, I am struggling with the design of the flats, but students, I take it, live in number 5, and there'll be business in the flats. So I cannot see a loss of light affecting a lot of the people, because they won't be there. And as we know, students spend most of the night on the streets. So, thank you.
You may think that I couldn't possibly comment. Councillor Gaskell.
Thank you, Chair. I've got similar concerns as Councillor Snart about the catchlight from these windows and what the effect of this development will have on those. I quite like the style of the development, but I'm concerned about that, and I'm also concerned about the waste disposal, whether there is adequate concern for dustbins and the like. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I've got the proposer and seconder wishing to speak again. Is there anything extra you want to add? Councillor Bentley.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that the gable ending question with the 2 chimneys with the secondary windows are actually facing north-northwest, so as far as light is concerned, I don't think they are principal windows by any means.
Councillor Fry, do you got something extra to add?
Well, I appreciate there were a couple of things I wanted to raise. The loss of light. I live in a Victorian house and I've got one window in my bedroom and I can't see any difference. Someone's got two bedroom windows and suddenly gets one facing. I don't think that's a problem. Regarding the bins, I've been assured that there is space for 14. I'm still concerned. I can't see and I don't think know where the officers want to clarify at all what it's meant by to build this modern building would be a detriment to the listing of the church at the end of the road and would have an adverse effect on that. But I still maintain that I hold to my belief to propose officers' recommendation.
Councillor Campbell, something new, please.
One more thing. That's facing, that gets evening sunshine, that corner. If you've got people in there studying at night, they won't be able to see anything. They'll have to put lights on, which is going to create global warming, isn't it? You know, and I thought this council was trying to get rid of that sort of thing, but perhaps I'm wrong.
Thank you. Does that clear up everything that's been asked? Mr. Thompson, you want to come in?
Sorry, just to answer Councillor Fryer's comments. We've obviously taken account of the church. The church is right here at the end of Fearon Street. Our view is that it's a prominent building in the conservation area. It's a listed building. But because of the separation distance and also the intervening buildings, there is no impact on the setting or the character or the listing of the church. So that would be... and that's...
Thank you. I'll go to the vote now. We have a proposition from Councillor Fryer and a seconding from Councillor Bentley. All those in favour of the proposition to approve, please show. That's three. All those against? Six. Application rejected. Thank you.
It's a proposal that we object officers' recommendation, Chair, on the grounds of impact to the local community, street scene, parking, lack of litter bin space, and I can't think of anything else, but hopefully a seconder will find something else for me to add to that list.
I would be delighted to second that. I would like to add a design.
Councillor Fryer, that's suggested amendments to your proposals. What? Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, you're right. Suggested reasons for refusal. Do they fall in line with your thinking?
It's nothing to do with Councillor Fry, Chair. Her proposal has been rejected. This is a new proposal.
I thought I saw her indicate, I beg your pardon. Okay, so does anybody else want to add any more grounds for refusal? Are you all content? Okay, so those are the grounds for refusal. Mr. Strain, would you comment?
Through you, Chair, and all officers may want to chip in, but it's my take on the matter that what we heard tonight was discussions around the impact on the conservation area, obviously in terms of the heritage impact from policy CS14. We also heard about the concerns about land design and that's impact on the street scene, and I think I've got a measure of that from some of the comments I heard earlier. In terms of the litter bins, as far as we understand, there is space for that. So that gives me a greater degree of concern, but I appreciate that you haven't had the comfort of that detail. In terms of the parking, the Highway Authority hasn't objected, and given its location, I think that is not a strong reason for refusal. The only other thing I have mentioned, but it may be that the members want to add to the list, is that I haven't heard much in terms of the impact on in respect of light, which I think Councillor Snart mentioned in his discussion. So I'll wait for confirmation of whether that wants to be added, but that would be my take as to whether you want to review the list, and because it doesn't necessarily strengthen the case to throw all the reasons that you feel, because if they're not justifiable, then clearly they won't hold water in terms of any kind of appeal. But there are grounds that you have mentioned, I think, are reasonably strong.
Councillor Lowe, do you want to review your list?
I'm sure Councillor Snart was going to ask for that to be added anyway, the light aspect. The reason I mentioned the bins is because although we've got it said that there's room for 14, there isn't 14 showing on the plan.
Perhaps then we can look at that in terms of the... it's a detail within the element and the overall design of how it's been done as a factor to mention in terms of the actual reason for refusal as part of an overall reason for refusal as an element there.
Officers content, they understand the reasons members are giving?
I'm content. The only thing I was just saying is that whilst Councillor Lowe has clarified the position on his bins matter, I didn't hear clarification from the members as to whether they were sustaining their concerns around the parking aspect.
Councillor Seaton.
Thank you, Chair. Parking is to be considered, but you've got seven flats there and seven parking spaces. We're anticipating that there may be 14 in there because they're double flats, double bedrooms, but I don't think we can anticipate that. I think to argue the fact of inadequate parking spaces would be a bit loose. But two tandem, there's two times two, isn't there? Tandem parking, if I've read that rightly on that page. Which spots are those? It does say tandem, doesn't it? And they're not... You're assuming then... Yeah, two sets of two tandem spaces. Does that rely on somebody going knocking somebody off up in a flat saying, I want to move the car, please, will you move yours? Because that is completely inadequate to me. The design and layout of the internal layout, if somebody is in bed, the room, you've got to walk through some of the rooms to get to the bathroom. That is totally inadequate for me in this modern age. So it's the layout that I'm not keen on, the internal layout. And sorry, I'll let you come back now on the two tandem spaces.
The reference, Councillor. I'm just trying to remember why, in what context I wrote that statement is the short answer. Clearly, the proposals, I think from recollection, there were two... So the short answer is there's no tandem car parking spaces shown there on that plan. So I'm struggling to remember when I wrote it before Christmas why I put that in. So apologies, Councillor. All I can say is on the plan there aren't any tandem car parking spaces.
Right, okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7 is there. So
okay.
There might have been an additional one that's now been removed as part of the amendments.
Cut and paste, eh?
Thank you.
So my objection, obviously, is still... Can we go back to
one conversation, councillors, please.
Can we go back to the design of the block, please? Right. Could I just ask what's the brown garage-looking... There, note down, first floor, that's it. What they are, what that is.
This here is parking spaces and these are...
Oh, the underneath.
Underneath. Okay. So that, if right. I go back up to the ground floor, it's this feature here. It's an opening to give light into the garage.
Oh, we've got light in garage, but not in bedrooms. Okay. That's good. Right, so I still go back to the design. I would have had a great time. I'm not an architect, but I would have loved to have borrowed some of the features from the beautiful buildings that are surrounding that, from the turret, just to have that. Well, I'm going to shut up now, because I just don't like it.
Councillor Campbell.
Thank you. Despite what our conservation officer thinks, I think that's not in keeping with the area. So that is why I voted against.
We are repeating ourselves, but I just want to ask the officers if they are clear on members' reasons for refusal.
I am, although what I would say is we've discussed the parking in detail, but I still haven't got a clarity as to whether it's any reason for refusal. That's the only aspect that's left open to me.
Mr Chair, if I may, I think we've got no choice other than to withdraw the parking. The reason for that is because Highways have made no representation on the application, unfortunately. Although I don't think it's adequate, I'm disappointed that Highways haven't made any opinion on it.
OK. Parking reason withdrawn. Councillor Harris.
Yes, thank you, Chair. No, I disagree with you, Councillor Lowe, about the parking. Yes, that'd be... If we look at C6, where the Highways have spoken, in its view, the residual cumulative impacts of development can be mitigated and are not considered severe in accordance with Para 32. On C3, where a development results in a severe impact, should it be refused? What I am asking is, on C6, it talks about the residual cumulative impacts of development. What development? Is it that development, or is it the residual cumulative impact of all of it? And this is what I'm trying to say. I'm talking about... I think that this is a contradiction in terms from what the Highways has to say and the MPPF number 32 says.
Thank you. Any other comment on reasons for refusal?
Chairman, could I just say that I was quite concerned about the light going in from 5. I think that probably is something that I ought to be highlighted, because if this comes back as an amendment or something, I think that should be taken into account.
Okay, Mr. Sray.
So, do you want me to read out what I'll read out what I've kind of written down following on the other discussions? The proposal, the reasons that I think from Council to put it into some kind of planning context, is the proposal by reason of the use of contemporary design and would have a negative impact on the character of the street scene and would fail to preserve and enhance the conservation area. And then obviously we've got to put in the issues of litter bins and whether or not that you want and the light aspects to and a negative impact on 5 Cumberland Road by reason of loss of light, something on those kind of lines.
Councillor Seaton, you wanted to comment on that.
I did. I don't know whether we're objecting to the contemporary design, as in a contemporary design. We're objecting to this contemporary design. So it's more specific. It's not sympathetic to the street scene at all. It's incongruous to the street scene. It is. And ask me to spell it.
I think that's what Mr. Thompson was alluding to. Am I right? Okay. Is that it? Fine. I'm going to move on to the next item. No. The motion's been rejected.
The officer's recommendation has been
rejected.
So now we need to
It's been proposed, it's been seconded. They're the reasons again, surely we've got to vote on that.
Based on the reasons.
Apparently we need a positive vote or a vote all in favour of something. So having rejected the officers' proposals or not supported the officers' proposals, can I have another recommendation, please?
That's the proposal that's on the table, Chair, that's been seconded. So we now need to see a vote on that proposal.
Who's proposed it?
I proposed it.
Who seconded it? And you're both happy with the reasons for doing so? Right. Okay. Mr. Thompson, having read out what he understands the reasons to be, could I have a vote in favour of rejection, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Those against? 1, 2, 3, 6, 3. Okay. It is approved that we... by 6 votes to 3, that we reject the application. Jesus. Okay, very quickly, because I can't start until you come back.